my name's Brett Bly. I'm the Learning Research Systems Developer at the University of Nottingham. I work jointly with the Visual Learning Lab and the Learning Sciences Research Institute.
Katerina Lawrence, I'm an Associate Professor in Classics, and my research is on Greek and Roman art.
I'm interested in researching learning spaces, which is the way in which our learning is situated within a context, within a physical context, and the way in which we can design space in order to facilitate certain kinds of behaviours which are amenable to learning.
One of the things I'm particularly interested in is the problem of, when teaching art, how to convey the fact that we're actually dealing with things which are three-dimensional in a teaching setting which uses two-dimensional screens.
Several years ago now, the Visual Learning Lab invested in two Polyvision Thunder systems, which are effectively large-scale digital flip charts which project numbers of pages across an entire wall. Within one of the spaces, an enclosed classroom, we were quickly and successfully able to support a number of small teaching activities, including critical presentations by student architects in front of a design jury, and seminars with students from the School of History. However, we noticed quite quickly that the second space in which we'd installed the Thunder system, which was in an open access library setting, was much more difficult to make work successfully, and we started to realise that the nature of the social space, as well as the activity, as well as the participants, and as well as the learning objectives, was particularly important and would affect profoundly the success of the sessions.
I've used double slide projection in the past, and I've used normal PowerPoint setups with one screen in the past.
When we found out about the multi-slide system, we were very eager to see if we could replicate some of the same advantages of Thunder whilst using a system which was much easier to operationalise. Multi-slides itself is based basically around PowerPoint. It's developed as a plugin for PowerPoint, which allows you to author your PowerPoint presentations in a standard way, using PowerPoint, with which most people are familiar, and subsequently to display your presentations along a wall, or in our case along two walls, using a set of simple configuration tools.
And what I found particularly interesting about a multi-display system is that it somehow allows to reconstruct almost the situation one faces when looking at art in the real world, i.e. reconstruct this three-dimensionality.
One of my interests has been to find good examples of space, technology, and models of pedagogy which facilitate good learning.
We had read about the fact that in the late 19th century, when introducing slide projection, people observed this almost epiphanic voice of the lecturer coming out of the dark of the lecture theatre and effectively guiding the attention of the viewer, so that the voice and the viewing process would amalgamate and become one. And I thought that was rather pretentious, but the interesting thing was that when we used the multi-display system in the classroom, the amount of information wasn't a problem at all, and it was pretty much like this experience of the 19th century, that by using voice and presence and body movement, by moving around the room, I was actually able to also guide attention and guide the attention of the students, and that was a very interesting observation, very interesting experience.
Any interest in learning spaces really should be underpinned by an interest in which models of learning, such as social constructivism, interact with the space in which the learning process and activities occur. There is this notion within social constructivist models of learning of context, that learning is situated within its context, yet often this seems rather disembodied, as though concepts move from mind to mind without sufficient interest, I think, within the models being paid to the mediation of, for example, language, but certainly space.
Now, the interesting thing which I learned from doing or from working on this project was that this is not a new discussion in scholarship, in ancient or in art historical scholarship, and it, in fact, is almost as old as the discipline, because when in the 19th century, in the late 19th century, art historians first started to look for ways of visualising the material they taught about, well, they used to use photographs, But then when the first light projectors were introduced, there was a big discussion about how they should be implemented into teaching. And double projection was introduced, and double projection using two slide machines to compare things with each other automatically led to a new method of art historical scholarship, and the method of comparative viewing, of explaining one object in relation to another object, or one viewing experience in relation to another viewing experience. And I thought that was quite an exciting aspect of using technology in humanities discipline, that the two things, the technology and the methodology of the discipline, are actually very, very closely intertwined.
So in seeking this interplay between space technology and pedagogic models, we have sought within this paper to examine ways in which multi-display systems, such as Thunder, and in this case mainly multi-slides, and the multi-display learning spaces that within which they are encompassed, can encourage new forms of learning in which the students use these multi-visual displays to construct, in a disciplinary sense, arguments and interpretations through contrast, contextualization, and the ability to select their own information. And although, in a sense, this is an early stage of work, we are proposing to examine this new model of learning using the term multiple perspective learning.